Pathway to Promise podcast, episode number 4, God's Gift of Loving Relationships.
This is Scott Tester from Doncaster Ford Lincoln in Norwalk, Ohio. I love to encourage and mentor people, and if you would like to be encouraged in your life, a great way to do that is tune in to Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller.
And sweetly and innocently, in the way only a 4-year-old daughter can do, she looked up at me and she asked me, "Daddy."
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
My daughter came to me to ask me a question. I knew the question she was about to ask me, but my mind zoomed back 25 years to a question she had asked me as a 4-year-old little girl curled up on my lap. Hello, my friend. This is the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. I believe every person has a God-given promise life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. And we find this promised life overcoming all obstacles when we have the path and the people to guide us to our promised life. I'm glad you're here. Let's have a conversation about something that I know you think about a lot. Love. Love and the motivation of love to fuel and create momentum to change your life for the better. Love. Love manifests itself in many forms. There is a love of God, the love of family, the love of your spouse, the love of your kids, the love of your friends, the love of your business. There's the love of pizza and the love of football. But right now, I want you to focus on love of yourself. Loving yourself enough to navigate life's adversities of depression, debt, disease, divorce, even death of a loved one. To find yourself and make your life better. To find your promised life. To love yourself enough to leverage your loving relationships with others to fuel you to change your life. This is the big why that leads to life transformation. My daughter was 4 years old when she, quite unexpectedly, crawled up into my lap and sweetly and innocently, in the way only a 4-year-old daughter can do, she looked up at me and she asked me, "Daddy, do I have to grow up?" Oh, my heart. I looked into her big blue eyes and I answered her question. And the answer I gave my daughter was not true. And neither of us knew the powerful implications that answer would have for another question she would ask me 25 years later. Oh, time does pass quickly. I will come to the answers that I gave to both of her questions here in a moment. My friend, here on the Pathway to Promise podcast, our mission is to help people navigate and get through great adversities in their life in a short period of time in order to come to a place, a good place. I like to call this place your promised life. Furthermore, I know that this process can happen in a relatively short span of time. Indeed, in the Bible, there are many stories about profound life change that took place in 40-day periods. The pathway to promise is marked by four gifts that God gives you that point the way to your promised life. This is episode number four, which is all about God's gift of motivating love. This all stems from my understanding of a foundational verse of Scripture, which is 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. I came not to give you a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. The third of our foundational gifts is God's gift of motivating love. The motivation of loving relationships, the big why for life change. For whom do you want to change? How does accomplishing our promised life impact our most important loving relationships? Well, it really all starts with understanding that we are loved by a power greater than ourselves. I believe in God as my creator and embrace the love of my creator because it is in my best interest. When I return that love to my creator and understand and commit to returning that love, and it is for our mutual benefit, it's a win-win relationship. And the word for this type of relationship is covenant. A covenant can be defined as a solemn agreement to act together in harmony. And the acceptance of covenant relationship means that God loving you is followed naturally by your expression of your love to God. And the result of covenant manifests in the realization, the aha moment, that you have purpose and meaning in your life. When you apply this covenant understanding of mutually beneficial love to your marriage, to your kids, to your friends, to your business, to all the loving relationships you have in your life, then you really have something. This means that love is the rocket fuel, the motivation to sustain your wilderness journey through depression, divorce, disease, debt, death, anything which sows disharmony in your life. Biblically, Moses had to love the children of Israel to lead them through the wilderness to their promised land. Noah had to love all the creatures of the earth to build this incredible ark and suffer through the great flood for 40 days and 40 nights until he came to the rainbow, which was a sign of God's covenant. Jesus had to love all of humanity to endure 40 days and nights in the wilderness before he went to Jerusalem for the passion of his death and resurrection, which he did because he loves all of us. Historically, Sir Ernest Shackleton had to love the 28 men of the ship Endurance who suffered incredible hardships over the course of a year to get his men home to England from Antarctica. You can listen to episode 2 if you want more about the story of Shackleton. For you and me, love is the fuel that motivates you to lose weight so you can get healthy, so you can see your granddaughter graduate high school. Love can fuel you to start that new business to provide a better home and lifestyle for your family. Love can motivate you to get out of debt and relieve pressure on your marriage. If you want to change, if you want to get through all problems and pitfalls and get to your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, you have to get emotional about it. And that's where love comes into play. Love is the emotional big why for life change. You change your game for the names. The names of the people you love and who love you. Let me share with you four ways that you can live out acts of love to fire up your motivation to change your life for the better. Number one is radical hospitality. This means unconditional love in action without judgment toward the people that you love. This means you don't condemn or judge people you love, but you take action to show them that you love them. And it's even better when they don't expect it. An example might be sending flowers to your spouse just because, or taking off work to sponsor a field trip for your son. Radical hospitality means treating the people that you love right. You will notice how in giving you will receive, and the strength you receive from the growing love of your relationship will empower you on your pathway to promise. So in your tablet, your notebook, or your writing app on your phone, your tablet, I want you to write down now at least one specific act of love you can do for a specific person which you can employ for radical hospitality. Number two, fearless conversation. This means choosing to go deeper than superficial talk with the people that you love. It might mean turning off the TV and shutting off Facebook and putting away the cell phone to take some time to listen. Listen carefully to the hurts, the wants, and the needs of the people in your life. This also means asking some deep questions of the people that you love, which leads then to meaningful conversation. It is fearless conversation which builds loving relationships on a deeper level. An example of a fearless conversation is talking to your aging parents about end-of-life issues. And out of those deep conversations, you can make practical plans for financial and emotional support and dealing with family needs before the crisis of death comes. When you grow deeper with the ones you love and have fearless conversations, that is powerful fuel and motivation to get you through adversity to your promised life. So in your tablet now, write down the name of a person for whom you love, for of which a fearless conversation would be helpful. Then write out at least one question that could help start a fearless conversation. Number three, genuine humility. This means authenticity. It means authentically putting the needs of others before your own glory. This does not mean you're self-depreciating or being insecure about yourself. It does mean you're open to listen and learn, even when you disagree with the other party, with the person that you love. It may even mean admitting your mistakes. C.S. Lewis said, "True humility is not thinking less of yourself, it is thinking of yourself less." Simply put, when you put others first, good things happen in your life. It is the opposite of arrogance and hubris, which almost never are helpful in loving relationships. Genuine humility definitely is vital to building momentum in your loving relationships that gets you then through your adversities to your promised life. So in your tablet now, write down one way that you may have been thinking of yourself more than the people that you love. And write down what you did and what you were doing by being that way, and think about how you humbly can turn around that behavior to reflect genuine humility in your relationship with that loved one. And just write down that scenario. How can you change your arrogance to humility? Number four is divine anticipation. This is living with the expectation that in a loving relationship, that a synergy will happen when you invest in each other, that you just know what results is a God thing, a spiritual thing, something that is greater than the sum total of your relationships put together. When you have this energy, when you have this synergy, when you have those synapses firing off in this relationship, and you know that a God thing is happening, this is just an incredibly great way to overcome depression and disappointment, which can sometimes arise in our relationships when we get frustrated. because then you'll be able to begin something just magical and wonderful in your loving relationships when you expect God to show up. And it means you expect the best in each other, and they will see the best in you, and good things happen. This goes towards choosing to focus on the good things about what are going on in your relationship over bemoaning what's lost or what might have been. It's what we might call, and what I often call, a God thing. In episode 3, I told you the story about how my 18-year-old son saved me from drowning. And that, for me, that indeed was a God thing. That experience has helped grow my relationship with my son on a divine level, on a holy level. Divine anticipation is integral to building the momentum of loving relationships along your pathway to a promised life. So in your tablet now, write down some miraculous God thing that you know could only have happened when you had this divine anticipation. Write down that scenario and how maybe you can anticipate building this divine anticipation in your relationship with a loved one. Deep, abiding love changes us and motivates us to change our behavior for the better. Okay, back to the story about my daughter and the two questions that she asked me. Indeed, in this just incredibly adorable way that can only be done by a 4-year-old girl, my daughter indeed did climb up on my lap and look me directly in the eyes and ask me, "Daddy, do I have to grow up?" And I looked at her because I sensed the moment, and I had tears welling up in my eyes because I knew this was a precious moment, and I just simply wanted to hang on to that moment forever. And I told her a fib. I told her something I knew to be untrue. I said to her, "No, honey, you don't have to grow up. I want to keep you just the way you are." And she looked at me, up at me with her big blue eyes and replied rather matter-of-factly, "Okay, that's good." Then she promptly dropped off to sleep in my arms. And I preserved that moment in my memory. In that moment, I wanted to preserve her just the way she was. Even though I knew that couldn't be the case. I knew I was telling her a fib. I was selfish. I was the one who didn't really want her to grow up. I wanted our relationship to be frozen in time, stuck in the moment, if you will. But a loving relationship is not stuck or frozen. It is a growing, continually engaging relationship. And indeed, in spite of my unrealistic wishes at the time, you know what happened? She did grow up. She did grow up into be an incredibly beautiful, mature, wonderful young woman. And it was 25 years later that she asked me another question. And now she came to me with just incredible maturity and grace and confidence of the young adult she had grown to be. And she said, "Dad, I have a question for you. I'm getting married. Would you walk me down the aisle and conduct the marriage ceremony?" I had been anticipating that she would ask me that question for some time, and yet, immediately, my mind time-warped back 25 years to that little girl on my lap. My thoughts connected my memory of my 4-year-old daughter to the question asked of my 29-year-old daughter. And that connection was held together by the deep, abiding, continual covenantal love that I have for her. And this time I answered her question. I did not fib. I said to her, "It would be my honor." It was my love for my daughter which fueled me, motivated me to make a number of profound changes in my life to keep my promise to my daughter to do everything in my power to serve her well at her wedding. It is my earnest belief that accepting God's gift of motivating love can fuel you as well on your pathway to your promised life. That's what we're all about here on the Pathway to Promise podcast. And I'm so thankful that you joined me today in this conversation about the motivating power of love. My name is Dr. Brad Miller, and if you found the Pathway to Promise podcast helpful, it would be my privilege to be your guide to help you discover your pathway to your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. I am a passionate student of life transformation, and I've read hundreds of books on the topic, and I've been able to help hundreds of people in my ministry as a Christian pastor, and I've even earned a doctoral degree in transformational leadership. And it's my hope that you will join me weekly on the Pathway to Promise podcast. If you'd like to know more about the Pathway to Promise, then I would encourage you to head over to our website, pathwaypromise.com. It's there on pathwaypromise.com that I have a free gift for you. It's a guide which will help you begin and end your day successfully. It's called How to Frame Your Day for Success, the 4-Minute Way. It's also on pathwaypromise.com that you can find helpful resources and a full catalog of Pathway to Promise podcast episodes. This is episode 4, which is one of the 5 foundational episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast. Episode 1 was my story of preparing for my daughter's wedding, which led to the creation of the Pathway to Promise podcast. Episode 2 was all about God's gift of bold action. And episode 3 was going deep on God's gift of drawing on a higher power. And episode 5 is all about living with self-discipline. When we end our conversation today, episode 5, that's where I want you to go to and play next. I trust that the Pathway to Promise podcast has been helpful to you, and I just ask you to do something for me. Would you be so kind as to give this podcast a 5-star rating if you feel that I deserve it on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening today? And it would also be so great if you could type a couple of lines of your comments in the review field. Please, would you also share about the Pathway to Promise podcast in your social media and personal network? I imagine you have people in your life for whom this podcast would be helpful. I'll be here every week. That's all for now. I look forward to being in conversation with you again soon on the Pathway to Promise. Until then, this is Dr. Brad Miller encouraging you to remember there is power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.